Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT, and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Simon Dykowski. Now, Aztec Minerals has two projects, both under JV, one being the Tombstone Project in southern Arizona, and the Cervantes Project. This is in Sonora, Mexico. We're going to be focusing on the Cervantes project because the company just released some drill results yesterday, May 5th. These drill results come from a couple new zones, one hole into each of these new zones, one being the California North target, as well as the Jasper target. The California North target is about 350 meters away from the California zone to the north, as the California North name implies. This drill hole returned a little over 24 meters at 0.32 grams per ton gold. Also has a bit more of a higher grade area of 6.1 meters at 1.65 grams per ton gold. Let's stick to the California target here initially. Simon, first hole in the California North target. What's your takeaway from this early on result?
We are very pleased with the presence of oxide gold mineralization at the top of hole California 2217. So this hole is situated a full 350 meters north of the main California oxide gold zone, which has been the site of our main discovery to date. So it's a very, very big step out to the north, and it's situated, the collar is right at the southern edge of a very distinct anomaly of elevated gold and soil, along with some coincident IP and a mag low. So this opens up the north area, you know, wide open for us to continue exploring and likely to step out and drill a number of holes around California North. It also shows the openness between the main area of drilling along the California ridgeline and California North. So if investors are inclined to look at today's news release, they can see, you know, exactly where it's situated, really across a small valley. So this creates the need now to continue stepping out to the north and continue with another fence of drill holes, to step out from the holes that we released just a couple of weeks ago, holes, you know, 12, 13, 14. I'll also mention that we announced holes 15 and 16 today as well. Those are at the eastern portion of the California Ridge. Also came back successfully for us. Hole 15 ran almost 70 meters at 0.42, and hole 16, 56 meters at 0.48. So, you know, both, you know, adding to what we've been finding and extending the zone towards the east. So we've got now a full 800 meters of strike length to that California zone, and the width has grown in places to, you know, around 250 to 300 meters wide. And now stepping out, you know, well to the north at California North, we've got, you know, more gold oxide mineralization to follow up on. So, you know, the key takeaway from this release is really to demonstrate the openness of the whole system and how we've really only scratched the surface with this entire drill program that's now been completed. And now we are moving into the phase of planning for follow-up drilling.
Well, Simon, I know you're still in the phase of planning, as you just mentioned, but when I see a step-out hole that far away, like the hole 17, it just makes you wonder what's in between that and some of those other holes that you've already drilled, like you mentioned, at 14 and 19. So do you think that you're more excited about stepping out near the known mineralization, just knowing it extends to the north, or are you more excited to get back up near this new hole 17 at California North and drill a couple holes up there? Which would you think would be the priority?
I think it's hard to make either one of them really a priority. It's just exciting that we, you know, we really haven't found the limits of this system to the north or to the west, for that matter, where Jasper hit, you know, visual copper over 150 meter width at the top of the hole in hole Jasper 1. So that was another exploration target that we had an opportunity to put a drill hole into that hit. It makes things a little bit more complicated for us in terms of, you know, allocating drill budget amongst, you know, our main zone at California and expanding that, also drilling underneath it. then moving north and expanding around California North and testing around Jasper. So, you know, hard to really put an excitement factor on any one of those targets, but you know, rather just wrap it all up into very excited to keep working here. That, you know, this is likely to grow further with future drilling, and that's what's really got us excited about Cervantes at this point.
So when it comes to that hole at that Jasper target, the, I believe, 9.1 meters of 0.332 grams per ton gold, plus you mentioned there was visible copper mineralization. We don't have those assays back yet. Does the Jasper zone look at all similar to the California zone, or is this a different style of mineralization?
So it is a different style of mineralization. We'll have to continue to drill to really understand how it relates to California, but it's another mineralized intrusion in this vast porphyry environment that we're exploring amongst the many targets at Cervantes. You know, I'll point out that the copper in actually hole 2201 we released in our news as well, that had a significant intersection of about 80, I think it was 88 meters running 0.24% copper. So certainly the presence of copper is encouraging to us in the larger porphyry model. And it really gives us more confidence to drill deeper into that IP chargeability target that we've talked about before that runs underneath the California Ridge and then widens out to, you know, almost a square kilometer. So we have a huge buried target there in the deeps. So, you know, it's very early days at Jasper in California North, and to, you know, to really understand how it all ties together. But we're definitely, you know, there's a lot of smoke around those areas that we think, you know, investors will be very, very interested to see us expand on.
Well, Simon, just maybe briefly mention the multi-element nature of this, because when you did that three-dimensional IP survey, it mentioned that it coincides well with gold and copper, but also moly, but I think you also have some silver. So just maybe speak to the polymetallic nature of this deposit.
Yeah, so we, you know, to date, we've only reported until today the initial gold fire assays for all these drill holes, but obviously there's a follow-up level of analysis with the multi-element assays that are now starting to come back. So, you know, we are starting to see, we've reported the first five holes today with copper and silver. There's modest silver in a number of these holes between, you know, between kind of 2 and 10 grams over various widths. And the copper, particularly on the western edge of the system, seems to be picking up. So that's encouraging. And then we have, you know, we have the full suite of the rest of the elements that will help in vectoring in, you know, the potential source of this mineralization within the larger model. So that data is all coming in right now and it's being analyzed. We still have, I think, 4 or 5 holes to report for initial golds. And then we'll have the final 17 holes of multi-element results to come out over the coming weeks. So still a little bit more information to come out from the drilling that we've done. But really at this stage, we're taking this all into consideration and, you know, beginning to plan out our next phase of drilling, which we hope to get underway in the second quarter of this year. So this summer before the rainy season kicks in Sonora.
There are any other projects in the area or any assets that investors can look at that are a bit more developed to say, okay, maybe this area or this California discovery is going down this road?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's obviously early in understanding exactly what, you know, a good comp for Cervantes might be, but some nearby projects that investors can look at include, you know, the Mulatos mine operated by Alamos Gold. That's a little bit to our east, as well as La India, which is Agnico Eagle's open pit heap leach mine. That's also to our east. Looking south, you've got the Minera Alamos Santana development project, which is ramping into commercial production, I believe. And then further to the west, you'll have Osisko Development San Antonio mine. So all four of those are you know, potential comps down the road. And you know, more importantly, they're active mining operations and developments owned by well-established companies that, you know, give a lot of, should give investors confidence that we're operating in a region that has, you know, a realistic chance of gold production one day. It's, you know, it's a well-known heap leach gold belt in Mexico, in Sonora, which is the I believe it has 30% of Mexico's gold production comes out of that state. So it's a very, very good area to be exploring in.
Absolutely. Nice to be in the right neighborhood and to see all the activity and projects going from exploration to development and then into production all around you. One other thing on that same track, Simon, is and mentioned on this press release, is that you've actually had some pretty good gold recovery rates of 75 to 85% when you did some bottle roll tests. So I know that it's a little early to start thinking that way, but it's never too early to start looking at metal recovery rates and to show the viability of the project. Are you encouraged by some of those tests you've been doing?
Yeah, those tests were done several years ago after the first round of drilling back in 2017 and 18. And you know, metallurgy is, you know, it's critical. You have to be thinking about that as you develop a project. So, you know, the preliminary tests have shown solid recoveries, you know, mid to high 80s for gold in the oxide group. And even the sulfides groups that were tested leached well, about 50% of the gold leached there. So it's very encouraging, and you know, perhaps more importantly, isn't a red flag at this point. So we're happy, and you know, no doubt we'll be doing more testing as we continue to advance this project over the coming quarters.
All right, Simon, before we get you out of here, we've talked a lot about the drill results that have come in and what has been drilled, what you're expecting to come in, but just summarize it. News flow wise, what should we be expecting in the near term?
So we have still one more round of drill results to come that will encompass the final multi-element results. And then we'll be moving right into discussing plans to drill through the summer months up to the rainy season in Sonora. So, you know, from we're in mid-May, so, you know, mid-May through to mid-August, we hope to be subject to financing drilling again. So we'll soon have an announcement on the details of that plan, and then beyond that, once the rainy season kicks in Sonora, we'll have a good opportunity to turn our attention back to Tombstone while we're rained out down in Sonora. So no lack of developments on the drilling front, hopefully at either project over the back half of 2022.
All right, Simon, appreciate this update. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Aztec Minerals. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Simon will follow up with you as some more news hits the market. And, well, thank you for this update. So we'll chat again soon.
Thank you for the opportunity to come on once again, guys. It was great to chat with you.